This is Earth and Sky. Some still call it tin foil, but since the early 1900s, your kitchen foil has been made of aluminum.
Aluminum is strong and lightweight, about a third as heavy as steel. That's why it's a good material for airplanes. And because of its high heat conductivity, aluminum is used for pots and pans, as well as the pistons of internal combustion engines.
In contact with air, aluminum reacts with oxygen and rapidly gets covered with a transparent layer of aluminum oxide that resists further corrosion. So an object made of aluminum doesn't tarnish or rust.
Aluminum doesn't exist in nature as the silvery metal we know, but in very stable combinations with other materials, including silicates and oxides. People didn't know how to free aluminum from these compounds until the early 1800s.
And these days, about a third of our domestic aluminum supply comes from recycling. Anything made of aluminum, not just cans, but foil, pie plates, window frames, garden furniture, and car parts, can be melted down and used again. Aluminum recycling needs only 5% of the energy it takes to separate aluminum from other compounds and generates only 5% of the greenhouse gas emissions.
Special thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.